Now, to the rights. The first right of the Muslim upon a Muslim is when you meet him, give him greetings. Salute him. Salute him with the salam. Salam as a greeting has two meanings. First, when you say assalamu alaik, meaning blessings be on you, this is a barakah, this is a blessing, meaning this name is upon you, assalam name is upon you, and assalam is one of the names of Allah, and all of Allah's names are blessed. This is one meaning. Second meaning, as-salam is an infinitive denoting taslim, meaning that you invoke Allah that He be safe from defects and ill matters. What is the ruling on salam? Initiating the salam is a sunnah from the individual, and a collective sunnah from the group. In certain circumstances, it may be an obligation. So, the initiating is a sunnah as long as it does not reach the point between the two Muslims, it does not reach the point of hajar, of abandonment, where it becomes a wajib, an obligation then. We know from the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that it is not permissible for a Muslim to abandon his brother more than 3 days. They meet each other and this turns and the other turns away, and the best of them is the one who initiates the salam. So therefore, accordingly, it is a sunnah as long as it does not reach the point of abandonment between the Muslims, where it then becomes a wajib, an obligation. What about the response? It is an obligation upon whom the salam is intended to be. It is an obligation upon whom the salam is intended to be. And a collective one if no one specifically is intended in a group. Meaning if anyone of the group responds, then alhamdulillah, this is sufficient. If no specific person is intended. Now, what is the format of salam? First is to say assalamu alaik. This is individual format with definition. Assalamu alaik, upon you, in the singular. The second is assalamu alaikum, plural without specification. Without definition, there is negation, without definition, no definition. The preferred one is to say the first one, assalamu alaik, and it is permissible to say assalamu alaikum with the plural, either as a way of magnification if he deserves the magnification, or to denote that the salam is for him and to the angels also as well. who are with him. It is also permissible to say salamun alayk, salamun alayk, and it's also permissible to say salamun alaykum. What is apparent from the hadith? When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you meet him, then give him greetings, it is apparent that you initiate the salam even though the person may be older than you or younger. And this is the truth. It is better to initiate the salam even the person may be younger or of a lesser status. Because if he neglects this right, then don't you yourself neglect the sunnah, all of it. Otherwise, it is better that the young gives the salam to the older, and the few in number to those greater in number, and the one riding a mount to the one walking, and the walking to the one sitting. But suppose one of any of these categories does not consider this matter, then it is better that you initiate the sunnah, and don't say and blame him. Question: is it permissible for the Muslim to initiate the salam to the kafir? The answer is no. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam forbade that. In the hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, لا تبدأ اليهود والنصارى بالسلام. Do not initiate the salam to the Jews and the Christians. However, if the kafir says the salam, then it's the obligation to respond because of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنِ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. If you are saluted by a greeting, then greet by the same or by that which is better. And should the response therefore to the non-Muslim would be the same or more or less, the answer less, yes, same, yes, more, what seems to be apparent is impermissibility. Why? Because if it is considered not permissible to initiate salam to him, then the increase in the response is like the initiation. Why? Because there is increase in honoring to him and magnification. And this is not allowed. So therefore, suffice to respond by the like. So if he says, if the kafir says, As-salamu alaykum, then you say, Wa alaykum as-salam. This is if what he says is explicitly understood as As-salamu alaykum. And if he says As-salam alaykum, meaning death to you, then we say Wa alaykum, and upon you. And if he doesn't explicitly say either As-salam or As-salam, then we say Wa alaykum, and we don't add to it anything else. We don't say to him alaykum as-salam, and we don't say to him Wa alaykum as-salam, because it is possible that he said As-salam and it is possible that he said As-salam. So we say وعليكم only. If he said السلام, then it is upon him. And if he said السلام, then the salam is upon him.